Venezuela, opposition candidate arrives in Spain after fleeing country, date modified colon 2024-09-08T18:49:19.072Z, description colon Edmundo González landed at a military base in Madrid, where he will be granted political asylum. Comma dot, Venezuelan opposition leader lands in Spain after fleeing homeland, Reuters. Edmundo González ran against Nicolas Maduro in the presidential election. The opposition candidate in Venezuela's recent presidential election has arrived in Spain after fleeing his homeland. A Spanish Air Force plane carrying Edmundo González landed at Torrejón Air Base in Madrid, where he will be granted political asylum. Mr. González had been in hiding in Venezuela. A warrant for his arrest was issued after the opposition disputed July's presidential election result, which saw incumbent Nicolas Maduro handed a third term. The Venezuelan opposition's overall leader, Maria Corina Machado, said Mr. González had fled to preserve his freedom, his integrity, and his life. She accused Mr. Maduro's administration of unleashing a brutal wave of repression following the election, the results of which many nations in the region have questioned. Venezuela's Attorney General, Tarek Saab, said on Sunday that the Venezuelan government had agreed with Madrid to give him safe passage. Mr. Maduro's deputy had earlier said this was to restore political peace, after Mr. González voluntarily sought refuge at the Spanish embassy in Caracas. However, Spain's foreign ministry said there had been no official talks with the Venezuelan government on Mr. González's exit. Venezuela crisis in brief, key moments which led to Venezuela protests. Spain's Foreign Minister José Manuel Álvarez said that Madrid would grant Mr. González asylum as it was committed to the political rights of all Venezuelans. The departure of the 75-year-old came a week after Venezuelan authorities sought to arrest Mr. González, accusing him of conspiracy and of forging documents, among other serious crimes. He had been in hiding since July 30, fearing arrest following statements made by leading government politicians who said he should be behind bars. Mr. González had not been widely known before March this year, when the main opposition coalition registered him as its candidate. Ms. Machado had won an open primary with 93% of the vote, but the opposition looked for an alternative candidate after she was barred from running for public office. After another opposition candidate was also banned from standing, Mr. González's name was put forward. Fearing he too could be barred from running, the opposition kept Mr. González in the background, while Ms. Machado crisscrossed the country calling on people to vote for him. The opposition said it had evidence Mr. González had won by a comfortable margin, and uploaded detailed voting tallies to the internet which suggest Mr. González beat Mr. Maduro convincingly, Reuters. The opposition has questioned the validity of a victory for President Maduro. Venezuela's election body, which is stacked with government supporters, has failed to publish its voting tallies, despite international pressure to do so. The US, the EU and the majority of foreign governments, have refused to accept Mr. Maduro as the winner without Caracas releasing detailed voting data to prove the result. The European Union foreign policy chief, Josep Borrell, described Mr. González's flight as a sad day for democracy in Venezuela. He added, in a democracy, no political leader should be forced to seek asylum in another country. Some nations have recognized Mr. González as the winner of the Venezuelan presidential election, while allies of Mr. Maduro, including Russia and China, and Iran, have expressed support for the incumbent. Spain's foreign minister reiterated on Sunday that until vote tallies were produced and verified, Madrid would not recognize Mr. Maduro as president-elect. Mr. Álvarez said that Spain would promote dialogue and negotiations between the government and the opposition to reach a peaceful solution. Mr. González's departure came as security forces in Venezuela have surrounded the Argentine embassy in the capital, Caracas, where six opposition figures have been sheltering. Venezuela's foreign ministry alleged that terrorist acts were being plotted inside. Venezuelan forces surround embassy sheltering opposition figures. Arrest warrant issued for Venezuela opposition candidate, UN slams Venezuela repression and lack of transparency, Venezuelan court upholds Maduro's disputed victory, Nicolás 00E1S Maduro Spain Venezuela.